Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got a head-spinningly jam-packed transmission lined up for you today. We've got Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, retired, joining us to talk about the Bo Bergdahl situation, how he goes from a matter of weeks that he's totally mentally ill, no one can talk to him, the press can't talk to him, to, oh, he's back on active duty. That's just not done. With a supposed intelligence trove, like an individual held for years by the Taliban, when he was really basically ordered to go give himself up to the group. And I believe from day one, he is a deep cover infiltrator. And that's what Biggs thinks as well. A lot of other people I trust think that. And now the fact that the story's a non-issue, the question is, what was the point of the story? Well, the point of the story, we said a month ago, and we say it now, and the evidence is mounting, was a distraction from the mounting VA scandal. Just like Red Adair would send in dynamite to blow up an oil fire, you take a big story to extinguish an even bigger one. Use an explosion to take out an explosion. The public loves a mystery. They love a whodunit. Is he a traitor? Isn't he a traitor? Right out of central casting. But it also had a foreign effect, and we'll discuss that. But it creates the illusion that, again, the West is actually fighting with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. They are fighting with the grassroots organizations, but not with the main players you see on the nightly news. And that's been proven in triplicate with ISIS and Al-Qaeda and more. And there's a bunch of mainstream news articles last week we're going to go over where it's just admitted, oh, yeah, they really work for the CIA, for British intelligence, for Pakistani intelligence. And it is truly disgusting. And they're actually growing a real radical Islamic threat in the West that will be used as a further excuse to bring in social control. Wayne Madsen, who quite frankly is a bigger whistleblower than Snowden over the years, he's brought out more than Snowden has. I'm just saying in the past they would ignore whistleblowers. He's going to be joining us to cover the waterfront. Hadn't been on in about 3-4 months. And then we've also got Syrian girl from Australia, whose family was formerly in the ruling party over there before Assad had them kicked out. So they're actually anti-Assad, but even more anti-Al-Qaeda. Everything she's been saying here the last year and a half has turned out to be accurate. She's going to be joining us as well. So all that and more today. There's also some really interesting comedy relief up on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com is where I found it, CNSNews.com. White House, we've substantially improve the tranquility of the global community. I meant to do this for the show, and I got busy and didn't do it. Guys, just search engine, world more unstable than ever. I mean, they've got British Ministry of Defense reports, Pentagon reports. They've got think tank reports, university reports. But I mean, anybody can look at the world with Ukraine, the Middle East, the dollar in decline, Mexico collapsing, Latin America in depression, the Caribbean in depression, Japan in 20 years of recession, China having hundreds of riots a day, thousands a week. I mean, the world is more unstable than ever. And so we're being told that Obama has created just such wondrous, happy tranquility. That's why the Pentagon's own report 2 weeks ago said they're preparing for collapse and total civil unrest and martial law, and the British are as well. Because Obama has created incredible tranquility. And again, that's a lie within a lie. Obama's the front man for the globalists, the technocrats, who are destabilizing the planet by design. So it's kind of a lie to even counter him and say, no, you have destabilized things. Because he's running nothing. But politically, as a front man, must be politically brought down to discredit their system and to scare the other functionaries of the globalists that they might get in trouble, like Lois Lerner, if they continue their criminal operations.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I could take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider this. The abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other, until I kiss you, and then it happened. It took me by
life. The whole thing's magic. Where we live, the middle of space, all our ancestors that came before us and their struggles, science, the technology, the act of men and women coming together to produce the next generation, the kinsmanship, the honor, the passion, the love, the treachery. I have learned from fools and from sages. It is the great adventure. It is life trapped in purgatory, awaiting the hour of reprisal. Trapped in purgatory. You could say we're in the phantom zone here, ladies and gentlemen, in the third dimension. I just want people to think about the big picture out there and understand there is a lot of things going on that are bigger and more important than all the little criminal politicians with their Air Force One and their big red carpets trying to make us feel small and powerless. They're doing that on purpose. And now the White House has come out, and the story's in the printer. You guys bring that into me. Thank you. Now the White House has come out and said, we've substantively improved the tranquility of the global community. And if you continue down that line, if you have a business, you didn't build that. Raising the debt limit does not raise the debt. If you have a doctor, you can keep them, and this will cut the price of your health care to that of a phone bill or cable bill instead of doubling or tripling it. There are no death panels, and Barack Obama is a progressive liberal. Well, only if you think that a deadly pancreatic cancer metastasizing into the liver and the lungs and the brain and the lymph nodes is something good in the word progressive, then I guess it is something that is good. In other wild headlines, before I plunge into all the really serious news here today, NASA has come out and said that humans will prove we are not alone. How many times did NASA find what they believe are the skeletal remains or the imprint of microbes on Mars? And how many times did they then retract it later, saying it wasn't? Look, I don't believe we're alone in the universe. Let's be clear about that. Obviously, ladies and gentlemen, we're not alone on this planet. There's a lot of things going on heaven and earth that we are not privy to. Just look at all the ancient writings. They all mirror each other across the globe. There's definitely some things going on here. We're not in Kansas, ladies and gentlemen. We're in deep space. Humans will prove we are not alone in the universe, CBS News, within 20 years. The word is, and you can research this with the SETI system, the high-powered radio telescopes that they've had up since the 70s, that they've gotten a lot of transmissions that are not of naturally occurring space chatter coming out of planets and suns and black holes. And let's just hope that whoever's listening is nice. And, of course, I would venture to say that in the Bible it talks about these entities that aren't visible to the eye but are right there around us. And of course, that would fit into the fourth and fifth dimension equations that are out there. And again, I don't mean to go off into the speculative realm here today. When you've got the Pope saying there's aliens and that, you know, that they're prepared for them to come, and you've got NASA saying get ready, and then there's all the original moon footage that didn't get released till later with a whole string of different astronauts saying that their ships were followed by other craft, and then NASA ordered that information suppressed. There's obviously something going on. And again, I've talked to Buzz Aldrin privately, and I've talked to Buzz Aldrin on the air, and Buzz Aldrin's assistant is a listener and did get Buzz Aldrin, second person to walk on the moon, on the show, and then there was quite a freak out after that happened, and he is not coming back on the show. Just like we were one micron from getting Chuck Yeager on the broadcast till government people found out and got involved, because they don't want these icons coming on the show. But expanding on that, I have told part of the story about Buzz Aldrin. And the only reason I tell this again is because it's so fantastical. I'm out in Hollywood, and I'd already interviewed this person before, Buzz Aldrin, and the phone rings, and this Hollywood star's house I was at was going to be going to dinner with him in a couple days. And I was invited, but I couldn't stay in town. I had to come back. I wish I would have gone now. And they're going to dinner ended up being on the news. It was on TMZ, to a steakhouse a few days later. And this is about a 30-minute conversation on speakerphone, sitting out over the Hollywood Hills in the classic Hollywood setting with the big pool and the butler bringing you, iced tea. Just, you know, Matrix-like bizarreness. And I'm shitting up there, and the Matrix-like weirdness is that Buzz Aldrin's on the phone, speakerphone, on an iPhone. It was like an iPhone 1. And he's conversing with this Hollywood star, and I chime in a few times. And he's saying all this wild stuff off record. And then he says, by the way, the Indians in a few months are going to crash a probe into the moon, and they're going to discover water. Of course, we really discovered it there, but weren't supposed to release that info, but just be waiting for that. Folks, it wasn't in the news yet they were going to crash a probe in. And I'm thinking, Buzz Aldrin's nuts at this point. This is how naive I was even then. Okay, about a month later or so, they announce they're going to crash a probe in. And then a couple months later, I'm walking through an airport, and there's USA Today with the cover. Indians discover water by crashing the probe in, and then it sent up the ice crystals. Another probe, that dropped that probe, flew back by and picked up the ice crystals. There's the headline, India's first lunar mission finds water on the moon. But when Buzz Aldrin came on the show, he goes, we need to land a probe on Mars's one moon, and there you'll find the monolith. And it was probably put there by an advanced intelligence. And that's all I can tell you. Then off air, I'm like, come on, talk more about it. He goes, no, that's all I can say. And then I have this conversation at Charlie Sheen's house with him. And I mean, it's Buzz Aldrin, folks. A guy that punches people out that says he didn't go to the moon. And of course, I knew Raymond Teague. He died. I guess it was earlier this year, late last year. What a sweetheart he was. He was on the main Mars mission. Moon missions, ran the RCA cameras on the moon, ran the Skylab cameras, the space shuttle cameras. I mean, he was mission one command. He said, no, we were there. But then he said, I can't tell you the other stuff. It's just you're dead on. It's more advanced. So basically they've got Tinker Toy missions that they show you piggybacked with real missions on top of it. And that's what Dr. Bob Bowman, who died about a year ago, nuclear physicist, fighter bomber pilot, Vietnam, just another amazing individual. That's exactly what he said. But the monolith, and I don't know why I went off of this with all this important news today. It's just that I see the story up on DrudgeReport.com. It's also up on Infowars.com. NASA humans will prove we are not alone in the universe within 20 years. Well, whether it's a blue beam psyop or whatever it is, and maybe it isn't true. Maybe it's a psyop. Ronald Reagan, the Pope, they've all been saying, outside aliens will unify us and the rest of it. Kissinger said that for world government. They have UN studies about it. Lyndon LaRouge wanted to put a space-based system up in the 70s to unify the world around asteroid and comet repulsion or shootdowns, and thought that was a way to bring the planet together. And that was picked up by the CIA, that plan in the early 70s. That's in the Washington Post, by the way. That's not LaRouge saying that. And it was actually the cover then to put up space planes with a global decapitation system to decapitate state leaders in 1 hour was the plan back in 79 with over 100 of these space planes with DU Sabo. Decapitator weapons. Again, they can shoot, let's say your base is 2 miles under a mountain, because you can't be 2 miles under sea level because it gets, 150 degrees down there. You got to be under a mountain that's a couple miles high, and then it's 65 degrees. Don't need air conditioning, don't need heating. And they can shoot 2-3 miles right into a mountain with the stuff they had in the 70s. Right through granite with a DU weapon. But there's so much kinetic force that it creates a multi-megaton explosion. And then they throw it in your face with movies like Last Starfighter, where the aliens come in with the meteor guns. And how they're recruiting people with the video games. Turned out that was a Pentagon plan in the 60s. I mean, let me just say this. You're living in Buck Rogers. The public hadn't been told, okay? That's all I'm telling you. Just what I know is off the charts. But There's huge classified space program. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Through Friday at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. I am your host, Alex Jones. We got the Sultans, Sultans Swing bringing us in. Dire Straits. Don't forget, we have the weeknight transmission.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern.
He says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
InfoWars Nightly News with Leanne McAdoo and so many others. Kari Jackson, Joe Biggs, Darren McBreen, Rob Duke, John Bound, David Knight, the list goes on and on. Our wonderful team, InfoWars Nightly News. Find details at prisonplanet.tv. All right, let me just go through some of the headlines here so you know what's coming up. But Staff Sergeant retired Joe Biggs is going to be in studio giving us his take on Bo Bergdahl, supposedly held for years by the Taliban, Al-Qaeda. And we said it looked like a staged exfiltration, probably with an Al-Qaeda cell controlled by the West. It's just like ISIS is. So we've seen this before, being released. And we said he'll just be basically put back on the general public if that's the case. They'll have some new distraction about will he be tried for murder, you know, aiding and abetting enemy combatants or whatever. I don't think so. This was done to cover up the VA scandal, but we'll get Joe Biggs' take on that. But what's really important coming up is Joe has all these incredible videos and photos of stuff he did in Afghanistan and Iraq that's never before been seen. And I said, man, you got to put this out on air. I know Esquire wrote some articles about it. But you really need to release some of this. So he said, well, what do you think ought to release? And I said, well, this van full of plastic explosives with U.S. passports and how they were going to come basically bomb the U.S. You know, the fact that there were real terrorists, we'd like to know about that. So you're going to see photos of that if you're a TV viewer, radio listener, you'll hear about it. And then by tonight, it'll be on the Nightly News, the video, and then posted for everybody by tomorrow with an article at InfoWars.com. But Joe is going to start making contact with all these military people that are already sending us videos, photos. He'll be vetting it and bringing out a lot of this battlefield footage and photos that never see the light of day, both from the past and currently. And he's helping us go through all of that. So that'll certainly freak out the Pentagon. But that is coming up in the next segment. Real news, real journalism. That's what we do. Just like we went down and Border Patrol says that the illegals are being let in, that they're bringing them deeper into the country. We talk to our source. They tell us where to go. There are the buses pulling up. On the Mexican side, they get on U.S. buses. The Border Patrol gives them money. And the illegals are bussed deeper in. That was 4 weeks ago. Now national news. That's what we do. And we just go where the news takes us. We don't go get a news story and then say, well, we don't agree with this politically, so we're going to cover it up. We just put it out there and let the chips fall where they may. Because this is bigger than just the listeners or bigger than myself. It's about the truth. And it's about that journey and that discovery of what really is true. Knowing yourself, knowing others, and what are the secrets of the universe, and what's really going on? Because in the battle against the globalist tyrants, it's going to be reality, not illusion, not delusion, not propaganda that is going to save this country and this world in our minds. We are trapped in a type of purgatory. I woke up about 4 a.m. this morning, and I just thought, you know, the earth is purgatory. It's where you're tested. It's where the decision is made by you about which side you're going to choose to be on. And all of us have our struggles every day with evil. But what matters is which way your heart turns. Like David, a man after God's own heart, did a lot of terrible things, but truly repented and truly was taken over by his flesh and had courage. Because I'll tell you this, folks, God hates a coward. And the universe hates a coward. Whatever you want to call it. Now, coming up, Dick Cheney, this is rich, says Obama has exceeded constitutional authority by use of executive power. He's the guy that argued that even the vice president had unlimited power. But you know it's getting bad when Dick Cheney, that is the pot calling the kettle black. We'll probably have CNN say that was a racist statement. It wasn't. It's an old saying, like, you know, watch pots never boil, or it's, what's another word of being a total hypocrite? That's ridiculous. Fox
We're
guarding
on the
hen
march.
House.
The Empire's
we'll
on
be right
the run.
Back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones and the GCN studio. Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security while sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Pancho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel.
The desert's quiet.
The desert's quiet.
Cleveland's cold.
And so the story ends, we're told.
Pancho needs your prayers.
Pancho needs your prayers.
Save a few.
Save a few.
For Lefty too.
He only did what he had to do.
And now he's grown old.
And now he's grown old.
Merle Haggard. Doesn't get better than that.
Singing a Van Zandt song. With Willie Nelson. Out of kindness, I suppose.
Out of kindness, I suppose.
All right, folks. Coming up, we've got top NSA whistleblower Wayne Madsen joining us. And Madsen's coming on to talk about the only other person that is more high level from the NSA to blow the whistle than him. And that's William Binney, who was number 4 over the agency, telling the London Guardian last Sunday that it's about ultimate control of the population. Headline, the ultimate goal of the NSA is total
population control. That's coming up with Wayne Madsen. And Syria Girl, breaking down the inside on what's happening in Syria right now. Just while we're busy watching Iraq and ISIS run around murdering everybody, blowing up mosques, churches, killing men, women, and children, crucifying people, their normal activity. And as our media basically doesn't even expose the fact that the government runs them, while all that's happening, they're still attacking areas of Africa and Syria. And they're still trying to destabilize through the Muslim Brotherhood that's allied with them, Egypt. And boy, if Egypt falls, that's a big circus. The ceasefire was broken by different organizations, Hamas mainly, in Gaza, firing more rockets against Israel. People say, how dare Israel bomb Gaza? I don't like seeing civilian areas being bombed, but who's launching the rockets? And why is Hamas doing that when Israel then comes up and blows up their infrastructure? Because Hamas is tied in with the UN and the globalist. And those political leaders are being paid, ladies and gentlemen, to destabilize and undermine their own people. And that's come out. You can search Israel created fake Al-Qaeda groups to end peace process, Jerusalem Post, 1998. And when they say Israel, that means criminal elements within the Israeli government. And our own government does this as well, because what's the goal? Keep the political class in power. Keep Obama in power. Keep the NSA in power. Keep the CIA in power. But most people in the Israeli government, the U.S. government, you name it, are not bad people. It's tiny groups that want destabilization. Look at Saudi Arabia, caught red-handed funding ISIS. Who may want to overthrow them? It's a very dangerous game. That's why it's always stabbing in the back and double-dealing and flipping sides. There's no honor among thieves. The British Empire called it the great game of Balkanization or divide and conquer. Literally hundreds of textbooks from the 1700s on until the 60s that are public, go look it up, were written for technocrats of the British Empire to understand this. And books have been written here, like Tragedy and Hope, that we sell back in print. Only 1,000 were printed. The plates were destroyed. Patriots reverse engineered it, fought the lawsuits, and reprinted it, and we have it. 1,100 pages long, Tragedy and Hope. Carol Quigley, head of Georgetown Political Science, admitting everything I just told you. Brzezinski's written 5 books telling you everything I just told you. Because it's meant for the elite. They think you're so stupid, you'll never read The Anglo-American Establishment or Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley. You'll never read The Technotronic Era, written in the 70s by Zygmunt Brzezinski. You read that little 250-page book, it all came true. Because Zbigniew Brzezinski is one of about 5 master technicians of the technocracy that we know of who literally were given the full Rothschild, Rockefeller, legate, imperial governor power to chart our world. Government running narcotics, government breaking up the family, government weather control. It's all in his book. When did he write Technotronic Era? Technotronic Age? I forget. I read it when I was like 14. People say, how do I know all this stuff? Because criminals brag, ladies and gentlemen. They write blueprints. People always say, something this big would come out. It would come out that the CIA put Mao Zedong in. Declassified. It would come out that our government's behind Al-Qaeda. Public. It would come out they're putting cancer viruses in many vaccines. Public. It would come out fluoride lowers IQ and causes cancer. Harvard Medical Journal. Public. Last year, public, 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 public. It's all public, public, public. Most of it's public. What we know is so off the charts that I don't even want to imagine what else these people are up to. And all they're doing is battling with each other in the Fortune 100 and the governing class, battling with each other to try to get control of the levers. We're not even in the game now. And all I'm trying to do is get the public to get in the game. Now, what's coming up after we cover Bo Bergdahl being put back on active duty? I'm going to talk about that in a moment, and then we're going to get to this breaking news with Joe Biggs a new special report he's put out. But then coming up, U.S. government editing Wikipedia to smear independent media, caught red-handed saying I'm a Russian agent with no proof on the website directly from Capitol Hill. Separately, Elgin Air Force Base, Eglin Air Force Base, busted gaming Reddit, evidence of web manipulation by specific military installation. Here's another one. Snowden files, manipulating polls, netting from LinkedIn, YouTube, and GCHQ bag of tricks. That's in England. Just gaming everything. That's what they do. It's called sock puppets. That's who attacks us. Snowden files. It's all coming out. And the Pentagon announced about a year ago they're going to be involved in psyops against the American people openly. That means paying off local media, paying off bloggers. You're going to see a lot of turncoating going on right now. It's getting to be a very dangerous situation as they enter the final phase trying to take this country down. Now, what's really big news is his special report we're about to play. It's a new series he's going to be putting out every week or so with his own video and photos, but also with information that comes to us, public videos online that he'll be reviewing. We've already done some of that with Staff Sergeant retired Joe Biggs, who saw combat in Afghanistan and Iraq. And he's here with us today. Of course, he came to our attention, not just from those articles a few years ago, but he was also good friends with Michael Hastings, who was clearly killed. The evidence is overwhelming. And himself was probably a CIA cutout. Certainly his wife worked at the National Security Council in the Star Chamber secret meetings. And, I mean, just give me a break, folks. It's off the charts. I mean, that is the government. And he helped expose all that. So he now works here in Austin, moved down here from the Carolinas, and he's going to start this new report. But just a few minutes on Bergdahl. I mean, for those that don't know, explain to people. I mean, you don't just end up a couple of years with a Taliban Al-Qaeda, and then a month after you're back, no one can talk to you because you're mentally ill, or, you know, you can't even talk, but now you're back on active duty. What do you think this was all about, Joe Biggs?
I mean, he definitely had to be some kind of CIA asset. I mean, to stay with the Akhani network for as long as he did, without getting his head cut off, without being physically tortured, they're saying that he is, but clearly you can see when he gets off that helicopter and he's brought into U.S. custody, he's walking around fine. He's standing up on his own.
And the story didn't fit.
No.
Walked off and said, I'm leaving, and went and joined him.
Yeah, that's what every soldier in his unit said, that he left a note, he walked off, and he had intent to contact Taliban who spoke English and go and live with them.
He was an infiltrator, and this was all announced 2 days after the CIA section chief's cover was blown in Kabul.
Yes, exactly. That was the reason why it was important to get him out of there. I mean, he wasn't in danger. Why wasn't he in danger those whole, you know, nearly 5 years he was over there? If he was in such bad condition, why didn't they get him out before? You know, it's clearly, too, also another way for them to cover that VA scandal that was hitting him so hard. Congressman Mick Mulvaney out of South Carolina said that there's a email going around, and I read this in an article on the internet the other day, that said, from the White House, VA scandal is killing us, and we need to move on the Bergdahl trade without going through Congress. So clearly, like you said, the video that we made a while back saying that the Bo Bergdahl situation was a distraction from the VA, this whole thing is just one big, nothing adds up at all whatsoever.
I think that was the Washington Examiner had that, you know.
Yeah, that and Politichicks, a few other ones.
What else you got on this?
But, I mean, one of the things, too, is everyone says he deserted. Everyone in that unit. So how?
And you called me on a Saturday, and I said, don't go with it.
Yeah.
That you got guys that were in the unit with him.
Yeah.
And they said it was all staged. And I said, well, let's just not go with your buddies yet. I'm sure you're right. Let's wait till Monday.
And now it's everywhere. Everyone knows these guys have all come out and told their stories. And yet there's still this investigation to find out if he is a deserter or truly a POW. And if they find him to be a POW, in which they probably will, because it's better to have that kind of story, he'll get $350,000 of our dollars tax-free. You know, and he's going to be, like you said, he's returned to active duty, and he'll have some desk job somewhere.
Does anyone believe that if he'd really been under Al-Qaeda, Taliban, Akhani network control,
he wouldn't be alive?
Or much less, they would just let him out in the public now a month later. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, it doesn't add up. I mean, to be with those guys were bad, hardened criminals. Like I said, they were the Sopranos of Afghanistan. They don't play around. You know, they weren't going to keep him around for that long. There had to be some kind of inside thing going on. He had them deep undercover. We were working with them.
Well, we know all those groups are heavily infiltrated by criminal rogue networks in the highest levels of intelligence agencies, actually funding the leadership of Taliban, of Al-Qaeda, of Haqqani, in all these double deals, opium dealing, you name it, you know, the brother of Karzai. All of this is going on. And so there are real terrorists, real groups that attack, but generally they're being given funding and support from the military-industrial complex globally. It's bigger than the U.S. that needs to keep these conflicts going, but then they always allow Al-Qaeda and Taliban leaders to escape, a.k.a. the airlift of evil. In November of 2001, where 40-plus thousand Al-Qaeda and Taliban leaders were flown out on C-130s out of Kandahar into Pakistan and paid in gold bars. And it's the same story over and over again.
And the opium trade went up during that time, too, like tenfold.
Tenfold, from 7% to 93%.
Yeah.
And again, then they moved them into bases in Jordan, Turkey, and Western Iraq. And then now they've let them take most of Iraq. And then they act like, oh, we don't know why they're doing this. And then they're claiming they're allied with Iran. Obama's not allied with Iran, with the prime minister of Iraq. That's pure BS.
Us going to Iraq right now is like inviting an arsonist back to the scene of a crime. We started that fire. We created everything that's going on there now.
And now they're doing it again, bringing in Al-Qaeda, who makes Saddam Hussein, in my view, look like a choir boy.
Yeah, exactly. It's mind-blowing that, I mean, that our country does this stuff all the time.
Well, I mean, look at Al-Qaeda. They literally mutilate women. They kill kids. They murder any Muslim that isn't a radical, Christians. I mean, these people are nutcases. They're eating hearts on TV. They're just a bunch of criminal scum. I mean, these people are filth.
I mean, you give them that kind of backing, that kind
of
money.
Of all the radical Muslims, who's the worst?
Taliban, by far. Taliban.
Well, that's
and
Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda. Yeah, but those guys were, they're so organized because we've given them the training. We trained them. Special forces trained them.
In the 70s and the 80s, and yes. Then again, to quote, fight the
we
other Taliban.
Them. So the only time, like in Iraq, that was a bunch of guys popping shots off at you for the most part. Insurgents, farmers picking up guns and shooting. In Afghanistan, those were well-coordinated attacks. They had the weapons. They had funding. They could get passports. It was crazy to see the amount of force they had when they would come at you.
Now, you were blown up in Afghanistan and Iraq in armored vehicles, right?
Indeed. Iraq was pretty nuts, though, that time. One of the times, yeah.
Because didn't you get blown up by an ID, and then the Special Forces dug you out, and then you got hit again?
Yeah. That was in Samarra, Iraq. That was one of the holiest cities in Iraq, just above Tikrit.
What happened then?
I was coming over a bridge, and I remember we had been stopped that night prior. We were doing a convoy security route down MSR Tampa from Mosul, yeah, from Tikrit down to Balad. And we got stopped because a convoy in front of us got blown up. So we're waiting all night, and you can't do anything. You're stuck on a road. Everyone's pulling security. You're doing your fives and 25s where you look 5 feet out and then look another 25 feet out to make sure there's no IEDs or bombs anywhere around your vehicle. And we're sitting there. The night goes through and the sun starts coming up and they finally get that accident cleared up out of the way. People are taken to the hospital and we're free to go. So we're driving down the road and I remember coming over this bridge. It's the Samarra bypass right over the river. And I remember going, it was the last thing I had. Metallica Fuel was on in my ear. And I'm sitting there driving over the bridge, and I remember going, that looks like a, and just this huge explosion. And everything slowed down, and I remember seeing a piece of paper, like, float right past my face. And then everything sped up, and we were just rocking back and forth, flipping down the road. The tires were gone. My commander was about almost a quarter mile, half a mile back in the convoy between fuel trucks. And he said the tires blew past him in midair. I mean, it was chaos and screaming, and I had blood coming out of my head. I'm throwing up blood, and all I remember is sitting there laying there as a vehicle starts catching on fire, banging on the panels, and they're like ripping them off trying to get us out before we burn to death.
And then you said you got hit again right there.
Yeah.
What happened next?
Well, after we got pulled out, special forces from a compound called Brassfield Moore came and got us and put me in a Humvee, and they start trying to drive me to the hospital real quick. And then woof, another explosion right down the road, maybe about a mile down the road and around a corner to the right. It was just horrible. I remember laying outside of that Humvee and I put my back against a tire and I just remember looking up the sky and going like, you know what? This is it. Like I'm not going to live past this day again.
And now how many months have you been waiting to get into the VA coughing up blood every night?
I mean, technically, it's been about a year, but since I've been here with the new VA, it's been since April since I moved here.
You know the illegals are getting instant health care.
Yeah, and that's what pisses me off when we go out there and we talk to these people, and they're, you know, it's for the kids. Come on. You know, when you have a boat that can only hold 10 people and you add 20, it's going to sink. We need to take care of what we have here before our country sinks, and it's sinking. I mean, there's a lot of people out there, I mean, that don't get help at all whatsoever. They're 10 times worse than I am. That still don't get help.
Joe, we're going to come back with your report in this next segment. In 30 seconds, tell folks about it.
The video coming up is a time when I was in Afghanistan. We got called to search what we believe to be an IED-making facility. When we got there, it turned out to be a lot more. And you'll see what that is in the video.
And this is breaking. No one knows about this.
Just the people there. The people who were there that day.
So this is breaking news here, even though it's years ago. I mean, you get an article out about this today.
Yeah, I mean, I never told anybody about it until now.
Yeah. And so again, folks, people accuse us of saying there's no terrorist out there. No, a lot of the big events are staged or provocateur. There's a lot of real stuff people don't know about, and it's going to break right here at InfoWars, straight ahead with photos and videos. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your independence all this month. Emergency Essentials will help you prepare with our biggest Mountain House sale ever. Now through July 31st, save up to 50% on every Mountain House can in stock. Mountain House food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. The freeze-dried lasagna is only $17.49 and the pasta primavera is only $18.49. Shop Emergency Essentials right now at BePrepared.com for the lowest prices in the country. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Coming up in the next hour, Wayne Madsen joins us, NSA whistleblower. We'll take your calls as well. Please remember, this entire operation is truly independent and supported by We the People. That's you becoming members of PrisonPlanet.tv, buying the high-quality water filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the great supplements at InfoWarsLife.com. Here is the first installment, the premiere of the first episode of hard-hitting news coverage of wars and conflicts on the front lines, in the trenches, with Staff Sergeant retired Joe Biggs.
Let me tell you a story about a couple of years ago when I was in Afghanistan. The unit I was with, we got a call from our commanding unit back in Salerno, Afghanistan, and they had intel on what they thought was going to be a possible IED-making facility. So we get this call, and we're kind of thinking, like, all right, you know, what are we going to come across? This is going to be crazy. None of us are, you know, EOD trained. We don't know how to deal with explosives that much. That's going to be a little crazy going up into this place like that without that kind of training. So we got everything gathered, all the equipment we could possibly think we would need for something like this. And we kind of go up to the door, and we don't know what to expect at all. We walk in, and there's this family, just regular family. There's I think there was four adult males, a couple wives, and a whole bunch of kids, you know, cows, goats, all this stuff inside this compound area. And we're walking around, and I'm sitting there thinking, this place could be booby-trapped. Every time I took a step, I'm sitting there thinking, oh, my God, this would be the last step I ever take in my life. So we go through, and we have an initial search of the entire compound. We don't find anything at all. And usually when we get intel from the source that we got it from, it's usually always been pretty much spot on. It's never been too far off. So I was sitting there thinking, you know what? I'm going to get my metal detector. So I run back out to the MRAP, and I go grab the metal detector and come back in. I just start scanning the walls, and we immediately start getting hits. So we bring out hammers and all that stuff and just start knocking through the walls. And what we found was mind-blowing. The hair on my skin just popped up. I had goosebumps. HME, which is homemade explosives, passports, money, grenades, weapons, throughout. I mean, they had it buried under huge stacks of hay. Just after we spent time, we went through with that detector. We found so much stuff and laid it out. It was an entire arsenal. I mean, they had phone books with people's names in New York circled, like Congress people, things like that, that they had intent, they had the money, they had the backing, they had the explosives to pull it off. And it was just nuts. And the scariest thing for me was seeing those glass marbles, because what happens when something like that blows up and you go in and you get x-rayed, you can't pick up glass shards. So when that hits you, those fragments go into your body, those marbles, and you're just bleeding to death. You just sit there and the doctors are laying around you like, you know, there's nothing they can do. And just to see what they had in the plan, you know, it wasn't just an IED-making facility. These guys were planning on doing something over here in America. So for all these people that think that a lot of the stuff's made up, I mean, it's real. The threat is out there. There's people out there who hate us, who want us killed. You know, I know we funded Taliban back in the day.
Let's remember here, the people we are fighting today, we funded.
But these were Taliban guys that had money to do it, and they had the motivation to get all that stuff and spend that much time hiding that stuff in their compound, putting up these huge fake walls, holding all their stuff. I wake up in the middle of the night sometimes just sitting there thinking, like, oh, my God, like, if we wouldn't have stopped that from happening, that could have been another big incident here on our home turf. And I'm just glad that we got the intel we did to be able to go out there and stop that from happening.
All right, first installment of that. We'll put it up on Infowars.com for everybody by the end of the broadcast today with an article. And it's got a lot of exclusive photos and video that Joe Biggs and other members of his unit shot. We'll be back with the second hour. Tell your friends and family to tune in. This is Reality Radio.
Thank you for listening.
This is Resistance to Tyranny. This is the InfoWar.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and get the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Wayne Madsen comes up in the next segment, and we did find the clip from 2008 with Dick Cheney saying the president's basically above the law. But now he says Obama has exceeded constitutional authority by use of executive power, which I agree with Dick Cheney on, but it's just literally like Joseph Goebbels criticizing Hitler, in my view. People are like, oh, Dick Cheney's a conservative. Really? He supported the assault weapons ban. Really? He wanted to stage a false flag on our ships, start a war with Iran. That came out, Cy Hirsch. All you Republicans just in love with Republicans because they're Republicans make me sick. Like Boehner, who went along with Obamacare, went along with the banker bailout, and blocks these investigations and blocks impeachment. And says, oh, we're getting a lot of political points by, you know, letting Obama stay in. You're aiding and abetting it. And that's why we've gotten to this point, is the lawyer think of, well, just let him get discredited. Blah, blah, blah. That's a cover story. Because the same special interests are trying to buy off the Republicans that have bought off Obama. And by buying off the Democrats versus Republicans, you got a bunch of Tea Party people getting in office at the state and federal level who haven't been bought off and who are staying true to their principles and winning a lot of primaries. And that's the big issue here. We have a chance. And I've tried to be a political purist and not ever endorse the Tea Party, even though it came out of Ron Paul and the neocons tried to take it over. That failed the last few years, so now they're trying to kill it. You're always seeing Republican leadership statements. Oh, let's, you know, be nice to incumbent Republicans, Tea Party. Don't come after us. While big Democratic Party donors give Republican incumbents money in districts Democrats can't win to keep Tea Party people out, okay? If you're not supporting the real Tea Party, you're an enemy. Now, this was up yesterday on Infowars.com. I never got to it. I'm going to play it now. Here's some of the Chicago residents talking about how angry they are about the open borders. But it's kind of sad, though. I mean, they think of progressing in life of what the government can give them. It's so sad. Here it is.
He's going to go down as being one of the worst presidents ever today. If you look at the time that we brought here as slaves 400 years ago, we got the same results today.
We look like we live in Beirut somewhere. Ambulance, fire department, police running up and down the street, all the violence in our community.
All my blocks is always dark.
Dark.
Even on the sunniest day.
Day.
I can't go outside and play.
Play.
On my block.
On my block.
On my block.
On my block.
Do something for our children. Have the same love for these young people like you got for the ones across the border, and you want to save them.
President Barack needs to pay attention to Chicago. If he cannot pay attention to Chicago and the African-American community, he needs to resign.
Here we got a mayor in our city and our president of the United States who have passed legislation and have given up funding to create opportunities for new citizens to come into the United States, ignoring people who've been born and raised here.
With the president setting aside all of these funds for immigrants and forsaken African-American community and African-American families, I think that's a disgrace. And Barack is from the heart of 55th in the city of Chicago. He saw this as a state senator, and he did not pay attention then.
Mr. President, we're asking for you. You're spending billions of dollars in Texas, but we got a problem here.
Hey, he's got your vote, lady.
We will not stand.
He doesn't need you.
All right,
that's good.
And keep
full videos up on Infowars.com. Let me tell you what this comes down to. They want everybody fighting over the government handing out the goods, like refugees out of the back of a food truck. Dependency, big government welfare creates that. It always does. Welcome to the new America. Everybody likes socialism so much. With fascists sitting on top of it, you got it. This will get a lot worse until people wake up. Stay with us.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with a ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get your free wire stand with the purchase of a ProPure Big Water Filtration System. Or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groop. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, there's a lot of unintentional comedy in the news today. It's actually intentional by the establishment, the same folks that teach kids in the U.S. 2 plus 2 equals 5. White House, we've, quote, substantially improved the tranquility of the global community. White House Press Secretary John Earnest said yesterday that the Obama administration's foreign policy in a number of areas have enhanced the world's tranquility, close quote, a word that raises eyebrows as reporters pointed out Gaza, Syria, Iraq, Iran, Ukraine, South China Sea. But not to be topped, Dick Cheney came out yesterday. Dick Cheney, Obama has exceeded constitutional authority by use of executive power. Former Vice President Dick Cheney believes that President Obama has exceeded his executive authorities granted to him by the Constitution of the United States. And then it goes on with his quotes. Just amazing. He's just chosen by himself to set certain parts and provisions aside. I don't think he's exceeded his constitutional authority. I was going back to his old quote. I, quote, do think he's exceeded his constitutional authority. That's the new quote. Cheney said, pointing to Obama's actions to alter or ignore enforcing certain elements of Obamacare. And he went on. Well, here he is in 1998 talking about the Imperial Unitary Executive of his administration that he really ran. Bush mainly played golf and watched SportsCenter. And here's what Cheney had to say 6 years ago.
What rights do the Congress, what constitutional rights do the Congress and the courts have to limit the power of the president when it comes to these matters of national security?
Well, the Congress has clearly has the ability to write statutes and has certain constitutional authorities granted in the Constitution. But I would argue that they do not have the right by statute to alter a presidential constitutional power. In other words, you can't override his constitutional authorities and responsibilities.
So if they want to say he can't survey or he can't detain...
Well, they have, for example, said passed the War Powers Act. War Powers Act is still in force out there today that requires him to grant certain notifications to the Congress and give them the authority to supersede those by vote if they want to when it comes to committing troops.
You know what's funny? I misspoke and said 1998 because I'm teleprompter free here. I mean, I'm really going over the news here. That was in 2008, 6 years ago. But Obama's so bad that what Cheney was saying was actually true, they would at least get a tacit approval, though it wasn't fully constitutional. They weren't going and getting a declaration of war, but they would get some type of resolution from Congress authorizing all of their different imperial military operations and looting operations. Because the journey for these people is the destination. It's making trillions of dollars in no-bid contracts, destabilizing the world. But Obama is so bad now that he's actually doing what Cheney said he couldn't do and just completely ignoring Congress. And even Ron Paul said last Friday here that Obama has gone further than anybody else. Jonathan Turley, who's kind of a liberal, has said that. And again, I'm not here on some bandwagon just demonizing the Democrats. It's just that they're making a go right now to basically show up the country and not even have a second party out there. We need a third, fourth party. But instead, you've got the Republican and Democratic leadership working together to kill the libertarian movement that's getting a lot of people elected to the Republican Party. And they don't like that, and that's why the Democrats and Republicans are lined up against them. So we're going to get Wayne Madsen's take on that and a lot more in the balance of the hour, and coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to give the phone number out and take some calls for Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com, excellent website. He's testified to Congress, he's testified to legislatures, he's testified to the EU, he's written for some of the biggest newspapers in the United States, the Houston Chronicle, Philadelphia Inquirer, Miami Herald, The Village Voice, the online journal, Infowars.com, and he was a witness for the U.S. House Representatives on the U.N. Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda. He's an expert on terrorism as well, testified to Congress. But he's also someone who blew the whistle back in the late 90s on the NSA. There's only one person more senior, because he headed up a whole department of the NSA, internal security, and that is William Binney, who was in the very top echelon. Some estimates are number four in the NSA at that time when he resigned. And he said the ultimate goal over the weekend, the London Guardian, of the NSA is total population control. When he left, he said at least 80% of audio calls are being recorded, not just metadata, and they're being stored in U.S., says whistleblower William Binney, who we've interviewed here on the broadcast. I want to get him back on. David Knight has interviewed him. He says it's part of a totalitarian mentality. And so I wanted to get Wayne Madsen on about that and where all this is going. But first, geopolitically, you've traveled to Syria, Iraq, you've traveled to Libya when it was under bombardment, I know. You've traveled to Indonesia, you've traveled the world. And you can give us your expert take from your perspective on what's geopolitically happening and all the arms buildup, the bullets, the armored vehicles, I forgot to get to this. Obama, for the first time, has now readied the internet kill switch. That's really what it does. And put the, quote, national alert code in for emergency messages to turn your TV on, to turn your cell phone on, and to force video and audio messages. That's in the Hill newspapers today. They are really gearing up. They're announcing in the U.S. and Europe bail-ins that they started in Cyprus to now take money out of your account. I mean, clearly they're moving on all fronts towards a global crisis. Russia's threatening to attack Ukraine after they got shelled. You've got ISIS running around everywhere, murdering people, killing tens of thousands, blowing up churches and mosques. Our government's publicly behind that. It appears that they're going into overdrive, that we've seen nothing yet. Wayne Madsen, geopolitically, what are we facing right now? It seems to be the globalists are making their big move.
Well, it's a big mess going on, Alex. I mean, it was crazy to hear Josh Earnest talk about how the Obama administration has made the world a more tranquil place when we have the situation now in Iraq where the U.S. helped train these ISIS, now called the Caliphate, the Islamic State, the Caliphate. These guys were trained in Jordan and in Turkey, and we had John McCain, seen with these guys. He actually snuck into Syria last year and had his picture taken with some of these characters. He loves these guys. I mean, John McCain has, it seems like anytime there's a terrorist anywhere, he's embracing the terrorist. And now we've got the situation where, some of Saddam's guys in Iraq join these caliphate, jihadis, to go against the Maliki government in Baghdad. And now you've got the Saddam people saying, hey, wait a minute, these guys are crazier than we thought. And now they're fighting each other. And that's just Iraq. Then we have Ukraine, where the U.S. supported the coup that resulted in all these civilian deaths now, the regime in Kiev, attacking civilian, targets in eastern Ukraine. We've got, Putin in South America, in Brazil, to be exact, announcing with the other BRICS countries, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa.
A BRICS expansion. They're accelerating away from the dollar.
They are. And one of the topics, because the BRICS secretariat sent me a copy of their items of discussion in Fortaleza, Brazil. And one of them is international financial institution reform. So clearly they don't like what the World Bank is doing and the IMF and the European Central Bank and the Federal Reserve. And they're getting together, to fight against these international financial institutions and create their own institutions. And I think that's a good idea. The good thing is that the U.S. is nowhere at the table in these meetings being conducted in Brazil, but every single South American leader is present, including ones that ostensibly have voiced support for us. They're all there talking to Putin. He's also talking to some other world leaders that happen to be in Brazil for the final game of the World Cup. So he's running circles. You know, they talk about Obama being able to play 11 dimension chess, that he always thinks ahead. Obama can't, against Putin, Obama can't play any kind of strategic game, including the one that the Russians master at, and that's chess. Obama is not even a one-dimensional chess player, let alone an 11-dimensional
chess player. It's being reported by Democratic members of Congress in major headlines that Obama is lackadaisical, angry, won't talk to anybody, just wants to vacation and watch TV all day. So I think it's clear that he's not running anything. Who's running the show?
Well, it's his assistants. It's people like Valerie Jarrett, who was his domestic advisor, but clearly she also plays a role in foreign policy. And basically, it's her. I hear Michelle calls the shots because she has a very close relationship with Valerie Jarrett. So basically, it's these two individuals running the show in the White House, and even the chief of staff is kind of a meaningless individual. I mean, nobody even knows who he is.
That's stunning, because I know you're up there on Capitol Hill and you've never steered us wrong. You're saying Michelle Obama has more to do with what's going on than Obama.
Yeah, with Valerie Jarrett's assistant. Really, Valerie Jarrett is, if you can get a FaceTime with Valerie Jarrett, if you're a lobbyist, you're going to get a lot done. It doesn't do you any good to get.
So you're saying they're all busy basically running swindles as the world burns.
Oh yeah, get ready for the big Obama Library and center.
Stay there, stay there, Wayne Madsen.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jamb with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
We are back live. Alex Jones here, coming to you from Austin, Texas on this Tuesday, the 15th day of July, 2014. We're well past halfway into this year. These years just go by faster and faster. Wayne Madsen, a real live major NSA whistleblower in the last 17, 18 years, testified to Congress, you name it. But back then, the power structure was smart. They wouldn't give news coverage to it. Now they try to arrest you, so that forces coverage. So it does show the craziness of the establishment. They have a method to their madness, but still, They have knowledge, but not wisdom. I think it's the best way to put it. And this is your chance to talk to an NSA whistleblower and ask your questions coming up geopolitically on the NSA, on the police state, with Wayne Madsen in the next segment. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And I love all the great callers. Just address your question to Wayne, or we'll move on, because we don't screen your calls, and we just ask that you call in on the subject at hand. 800-259-9231. Now, Wayne, in the time we have left in this segment, what do you make of William Binney's statement that it's about total authoritarian totalitarianism? I mean, he uses those words. Total control, that it's part of population control, a totalitarian mentality. I mean, that's what it is. People need to understand, all this spying is illegal. They got caught lying. But that it's pointed at good people that don't want Goldman Sachs involved in insider trading. I mean, it's really the political, corporate, criminal class, in my view, that just wants to be above the law and be allowed to arrest their detractors. I mean, this is, we're living in a James Bond villain movie, aren't we, Wayne?
Oh, absolutely. I know Bill Binney, and I chatted with him in person just about a month or so ago, a month and a half ago. And what he says is true. And now we have some actual documentation to show and illustrate what Bill Binney's talking about. And there's been a recent drip of these documents, the Ed Snowden documents, and I'm really concerned about how slowly these are being released. This latest set should have been released a long, long time ago. And what this document is, it's from an internal Wikipedia system used by the British GCHQ. That's in UK's NSA counterpart. A group there called the Joint Threat Research Intelligence Group, or JTRIG, has this thing called GC Wiki, where they've listed all these tools that they use to not only surveil social media, but to corrupt social media. This is a toolbox for hackers. Now, they've got all, I don't know who blocks these names out. I guess it's Greenwald. I think Greenwald must have cut a separate deal through Pierre Omidyar for that $100 million for that first look site that they started, because all the names of these British individuals at GCHQ that are involved in this attack, these attacks on the internet, have their names blocked out. And why I find that is that's important is the obviously the NSA is using the Brits to come after the United States, U.S. citizens, because the Brits don't have to comply with any sort of U.S. laws.
And hasn't it been like that for a long time on illegal stuff? Like, they'll use British hit teams over here, U.S. hit teams over there, because it creates another membrane of plausible deniability?
That's right. And that's what the Five Eyes of Britain, Canada, UK, Australia, New Zealand are all about. Of course, we say we don't spy on them, but that's ridiculous. They spy on one another to evade their own domestic laws. And that's exactly what's going on here with these JTRIG software tools that are hacker tools. I think that the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act of 1986 makes the use of any of these tools against U.S. citizens illegal. Actually, against anyone in the United States illegal, because that's the law of the land. There's other privacy laws that also we could bring civil charges against these Brits at GCHQ that are using the software against American citizens. That's why the names are blocked out. So I would challenge.
Yeah, so they're not just illegally scooping up the data once it leaves your computer or network. Right. They're breaking into your business, breaking in without warrants in sneaking peeks, and they're also planting stuff. We know about the blackmail ops in the Pentagon, putting child porn on tens of thousands of computers and then blackmail everybody.
And that's what they're doing. And they have all these tools under a program called Shaping and Honeypots. Well, what do you think that is? Honeypots.
Stay there. Let's walk through this, because days after this breaks in The Guardian, didn't really break, you talked about it years ago, days after the wider public finds out about this, there's all this news confirming Pentagon and others messing with journalists domestically.
We're on the march.
It's been happening to Wayne,
too. The Empire's on the run.
Naval War College.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider this. The abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I want you, I need you, I want you to be my tonight. You need me, you tease me, use you up and throw you away.
Get a piece of your action, baby.
Get a piece of your action.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, folks, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Tell them, Vince. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I get a little bit excited sometimes when we're having big victories against tyranny. The fact that all this is coming out and that more and more is coming out could bring down the globalists, because they're definitely using all these tools to suppress dissent, to game the stock market, and shut down our economy. I mean, I don't like the Russians or the Chinese, incredibly corrupt governments. But America and England, we do it bigger and better. And our elites are more sophisticated, more evil, more out of control, and are really screwing over the little guy as a tool of political control. And that's why I'm so mad at them. I mean, I want my checks and balances back. I'm super creeped out being on the White House enemies list for 3 years publicly. That's been in the news. I'm creeped out that we got hit by the Pentagon yesterday and a whole bunch of other groups got publicly hit and that they admitted last year they're operating domestically and changed the law. But there's a backfire in that. I want to talk to Wayne Madsen in a moment about that. The average person in the government, including the NSA, is not a bad person. And they're really freaked out by what's going on. And they realize, man, this is real authoritarianism. So we have the headlines up on Infowars.com. U.S. government editing Wikipedia to smear independent media. Alex Jones at the top of the list. Eglin Air Force Base busted, gaming Reddit. Snowden files manipulating polls, netting from LinkedIn, YouTube, and GCHQ, bag of tricks. That's what Wayne Madsen was talking about. Folks, we have IP people here, you know, IT people. They can go and look. We check with top hackers and people, some of which we have consulting for us, looking at what comes in. And it's just old hat news that we have agencies, foreign agencies, German agencies, British agencies, Viacom, Soros groups, Congress, hacking people's websites and blaming it on us and trying to leave tracks to us, spoofing our IP addresses and threatening police. Just you name it, it's continual. But it's a weird effect. It's been done so much now that by default, the whole system knows it's made up. So the dirty tricks don't work. It's almost like you survive so many of them. All the arrows stuck in your hide become like an armor. You've got so many slings and arrows and darts sticking out of your back that it becomes a shield, like an asteroid belt. I'll talk to Wayne Madsen and take your phone calls in a minute. First off, this whole broadcast is funded by PrisonPlanet.tv members. 1 cent a day, 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership, get even more off that price. The equivalent of 5+ months, it's 5.3 months. So 5 months, 0.3, free. When you sign up right now, we're doing a July, month of July, independent special. You get the nightly news, all my films. It funds our reporters, our writers. Look at all the national news we're breaking. Your support is so incredible. I salute all of you. And I want to salute all of those out there that are going to go to PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com will also take you there, and sign up to get the special reports, movies, rants, ebooks, other documentary films, tens of thousands of pieces of media, the nightly news, podcast-free, commercial-free, audio, video, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're running specials on all the Made in America apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. I get in a hurry and I start cutting words off. We have discounts on all the peril. Yes, I guess we are all in peril. We have discounts on all the Made in America apparel, come and take it belt buckles, Molon Labe belt buckles, all of it. This is how we fund ourselves. Not one red cent of taxpayer money. And I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. And briefly, I took it this morning on my Supermel Vitality and my iodine, and everyone around the office is really noticing. You know, the cameras put 10 to, you know, 20 pounds, 30 pounds on you. In person, people are like, whoa, dude, you're losing a lot of weight. Whoa, your skin looks really good compared to what it looked like before. It's all the True Nation iodine that no other manufacturer has, this proprietary rare earth crystal pure iodine. The other stuff comes from seaweed, things like that, which is fine. We have the best, double the strength, half the cost of competitors, and it's the best out there. But regardless, check into iodine. It's incredible what it's done for me and my family. So I've got the Super Male Vitality. I better only take a regular dose here. I took a triple dose this morning. At first, I only took half the dose until I got used to it, and now, well, I may be abusing my own products. The point is that, hey, sometimes at night, I don't want a beer anymore. I just have this. I'm going to be honest with you. Take the challenge. Get the Nation Iodine, the Survival Shield X2. If you want something a little bit weaker, we have the original Survival Shield discounted with the Fluoride Shield, 25% off right now. InfoWarsLife.com. Put some more water in there. So it's at the bottom. It's just so delicious. The more you drink it, the more you take it, the more you realize what it's doing. I mean, Dr. Group is a godsend. I just want to literally kiss his feet. And it's helping fund the operation, expand the operation as well, InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, enough of me ranting. We'll keep Wayne a little bit in the next hour ahead of Syrian Girl so that he can finish up all his incredible points. Wayne, I am like a kid at Christmas when we see the carbon tax documents come out that it's really meant to form world government and bankrupt the third world, not just the West, and that it's all a fraud by Al Gore. I mean, I celebrate it when that happened. I celebrate when Snowden documents come out. I celebrate when they put a ballot initiative on the ballot in New York to investigate Building 7 being blown up. I mean, I get excited like people get excited about a football game. And when you started talking about how we got the leaks now on how they're spying on media and fighting it and manipulating it and planting fake stories and coming after Matt Drudge and Alex Jones and Abby Martin over at RT, who's been critical of the Russians in Ukraine, which I think she just did purely because of propaganda, claiming she's a Russian propagandist. Well, as long as she says what's true, she's not. I mean, obviously working over at RT, that's partially state-run. You can argue that, but the truth is still the truth. I don't care who says it. But I know this, the Congress having people, this is confirmed by the IP addresses, planting on there that I'm a Russian agent is absolute baloney and comes out of the usual suspects who were known, and I'm not going to even name their names and give them attention, to work with the neocons and the CIA. So they've been putting this out for a while. I'm about as Russian, as somebody from, Angola. And I admire the Russians. I think they're a lot of great scientists, interesting culture. I want to travel there one day. But I've really had enough with this. I mean, I had family on both sides on the Mayflower. I had family in the entire Texas Revolution, basically starting it. I am Americana, and I'm not saying I'm exceptional or I'm perfect or I'm American royalty. But if there is such a thing, my entire pedigree is America. It is the bankers and the globalists destroying this country, shutting down our power plants, opening our borders. I'm fighting for this country. And I've gotten to the point where if somebody tells me that I'm a Russian agent to my face, I'm going to punch him in the nose, Wayne. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I get the same kind of nonsense. And, you know, the people that make those charges, you know, many of them work for people like George Soros, who's Hungarian.
A Nazi collaborating piece of crap.
Right, and Rupert Murdoch, who's Australian. So, you know, I mean, on my mom's side, they were, you know, fighting with George Washington's army, too. And you know, I'll be darned if I'm going to have some guy who just got off the boat from Poland or Lithuania or one of those countries or whose parents came to Ellis Island just, you know, 60 or 70 years ago tell me that I'm not, you know, some sort of true American. You know, when they're still eating recipes from their grandmother's book cookbooks from you know, Czechoslovakia. So no, it's true. This spamming tools and these other intrusion tools can be used very effectively, of course, as you say, to attack an individual or an organization. They've got one called Cannonball that repeats. That sends repeated text messages to a target, then that could be a media operation. So what if you're Fox News and all of a sudden you're getting repeat text messages from GCHQ operatives saying, look, you got to do something about Alex Jones or Wayne Mattson?
They are spamming the trends because everything now on cable, you name it, and the internet is about what's trending. So they're faking the trends, just like Nielsen fakes the ratings. Let me ask you this. Did you see the footage four or five months ago when our reporters, Anthony Gucciardi and Josh Owens and, of course, Air Force vet and great reporter Weldon Henson went to the NSA Center outside of Salt Lake? And all they did was go there and ask to talk to the head people. Within hours of that happening, all their phones were crashing, going down. Someone was on my iPhone 5 typing and sending things, and weird stuff was going on. I had to get rid of that phone. They did it again. I had to get another phone again. I mean, what is going on, Wayne?
Well, it's the same thing when I discussed the NSA third-party allies last year, and it was on the front page of the UK Observer, and also ran by The Guardian, all of a sudden I was subjected to this Twitter campaign, which now we know that those tools exist at GCHQ, where you can only be a few individuals and make it sound like, my God, there's, 50,000.
You found out the attacks on you were coming out of the Naval War College.
They were participating in it. And fortunately, one of the ringleaders of that operation just a few weeks ago was caught sending, he sort of had an Anthony Weiner problem. He was caught sending pictures of, his junk to, somebody via text messaging, some woman. So, that leaked out. And he's under some investigation, so I don't think.
I wonder if somebody got into his computer to counter strike on him.
I have to say the Schadenfreude was very, very good for a couple of days when that story broke.
Continuing, I mean, where do you expect all this to go? As more just keeps coming back that everything's under surveillance, total control. I mean, can they get away with bringing in an authoritarian government?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why just last month I gave a talk in New York City on NSA. And my feeling now is a lot of people say, well, let's reform NSA. Well, the reforms we've seen pushed through by Obama are meaningless. The privacy board that looked at NSA gave him a pass, basically. The way to deal with NSA is not to mend it. It's to end it. And that's the message that I put out in New York City was end it. Don't mend it. They didn't mend or reform the KGB. They got rid of it. Or the Romanian Securitate.
Or the East German Stasi.
Or the Stasi or the South African Bureau of State Security.
Or the Gestapo.
Right. They were all eliminated. Chile's DINA was eliminated. And that's not that you don't reform these types of organizations, these Orwellian outfits. You get rid of them and start from scratch. And make sure that whatever takes their place doesn't have these kinds of capabilities.
And you say why it was ended. You send the strong message this isn't done anymore.
Right, exactly, exactly. The reason they got rid of the Stasi and the KGB was because of their past excesses and their brutality. And that's not, so I just say, look, it's a big campus up at NSA at Fort Meade, but we have a shortage of engineers and mathematicians and other technical people. Take all those NSA people and turn them into...
That's right. Hasn't the NSA been a giant brain drain, putting all these top people on the business of spying?
Yeah, I think it would make a wonderful campus for, say, the University of Maryland, Columbia, Maryland campus, and just have it as a math, engineering, science-type university, and take all those ex-NSA people and have them, they're the teachers.
Isn't a total surveillance grid the ultimate national security threat? Because bad individuals will use it, will abuse it, and then will use it to take over, as has now already happened.
These tools that I noticed are used by GCHQ, and I want to emphasize that they're using them against Americans. They can deny that to the cows come home, but that's how it's done. These tools are used to, they can put images without you knowing it on your computer. Now, I'm not saying that should be used as a pass for all these pedophiles, especially all the ones they're now finding in the British government. But a person could be targeted that way. They could put some sort of...
we know they've done that. They also do it to a bunch of innocent groups as a smokescreen to protect the real operatives that are pedos.
Exactly, exactly. So these are very dangerous tools now at the disposal of GCHQ. And, of course... the U.S. Congress has no authority over GCHQ, but I would suggest that the reason Greenwald blacked out the names is he's trying to protect their people over there at GCHQ from civil lawsuits that can be brought here in the United States against them for potentially violating our privacy, especially violating the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act of 1986.
Sure. I want to go to break and come back and take calls from George, Kenny, David, Paul, Mike, and others. But first, Wayne, WayneMadsenReport.com, folks, excellent site. Some of it's subscription. You should go there and subscribe and support this patriot and hero for the First Amendment and truth. He's gone through death threats, attacks, you name it, to bring you the intel that he brings you now. What do you see happening with ISIS? Because never before have they operated Al-Qaeda so openly. I mean, a name change did not keep the public from finding out that it's Al-Qaeda or that the West is behind it. Where do you see that nightmare situation going?
Well, it's clear that they're trying to take over Iraq. And now we have Prince Bandar back in power in Saudi Arabia, basically advising the king. He was the head of Saudi intelligence, and he was basically fired in April. But now he's got probably more power than he had even when he was the head of Saudi intelligence. It was Prince Bandar that arranged for these groups to be funded were fighting against President Assad in Syria. Then they turned around and started fighting against Maliki in Iraq. They want to create a caliphate. And unfortunately, the CIA, and I do believe that our CIA director, John Brennan, they call him Sheikh Brennan. You know, he visited Mecca when he was a CIA station chief in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, back in the 90s. And that's supposedly only reserved for Muslims to visit the holy city of Mecca, or somebody who expresses some great interest in Islam. You know, there's a former FBI agent, I forget his name, who thinks that Brennan converted to Islam. I don't know if that's true, but I have to say that Brennan is, if Al-Qaeda could have their own guy running the CIA, they would probably want a guy like Brennan doing it. Of course, Brennan and Obama go back a long way. They're very close. And the word is that Brennan and Valerie Jarrett basically work.
Hold on, stay there. I want to hear more about this. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
I was looking at headlines on InfoWars.com. They just make me sick. Mother jailed, child taken by social services after playing at a park. The girl's 9 years old. across the street unsupervised. I mean, we used to live across the street from a park, and there were a lot of people let their 8, 9, 10-year-olds play, and you'd look out the window. CPS is taking kids that play in the backyard now, but then the border's wide open, dead babies are washing up in Rio Grande, and the illegals don't have to show IDs flying. It's just all a giant power grab. We've got all these national security forces to, you know, have neighbors call and say, oh, the kid's playing in the park, so they come take the kid. What a screwed up government. I want to go to phone calls. We're going to have Wayne with us 20 minutes of the next hour. We're going to George and others here in a moment. But Wayne, you know, I mean, you look at the government openly funding Al-Qaeda while they take all our rights and spy on us in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda. The public's learning about this. I mean, I had customs people complaining to me when I flew back into the country a few weeks ago saying, oh, it's all staged. I got into this after 9/11 and it's all bull. I mean, I really think, as you said, Obama and the globalists are mismanaging things. Congress has a 7% approval rating. I don't know how they think they're going to get away with all this. I think Toto pulled the curtain back.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that people that they talk about that we have to arm the Syrian opposition moderates. There are no moderates. The head of the Syrian opposition allowed these Al-Qaeda, these ISIL people to basically come in. With John Brennan gave them lethal equipment. They want to give them more now. And then you have John McCain and his South Carolina wife, Miss Lindsey Graham. Every time, these Syrian opposition people want something more, they're saying, give them more. And then, you know, we open up the weapons pipeline to these groups, not only fighting in Syria, but also fighting in Iraq. It's insane. And Brennan has a lot of power, I understand. He still is very close to Jared in the White House. I also understand Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, really wanted to stay until after the midterm elections in November, but it was Valerie Jarrett that forced them out.
Well, let's expand on something here, and then we're going to go to break. Come right back with the calls, I promise. You know, you're a moderate when it comes to partisanship. You're not an Islamophobe. But I respect what you have to say. And there's mounting evidence when he goes to Mecca or goes to Cairo and speaks better Arabic than a lot of the imams, Obama, and the way he acts reverent and the way they're arming all the radicals. You know, Napoleon for a while made a deal with the Muslims. There was ancient deals in Europe and during the Crusades, to have double dealers teaming up with the Muslims. This is 1.5 billion people, and they've got a lot of money from the oil, and Saudi Arabia is involved in everything. I mean, are you saying that you've got good intel that it's not just, you know, previous right-wing paranoia that we see weird Common Core teaching Sharia law in public schools? Is there some fifth column or triple cross radical Islamic Saudi Arabian jihad movement, in government?
Look, I was last month I visited both the Truman and Eisenhower libraries. I was in Abilene, Kansas, and Independence, Missouri. I'm looking at old documents that show that the CIA, even after it was formed back in 1947, favored backing Muslim organizations against secular organizations in a number of countries because the secular organizations and parties were considered either pro-communist or communist themselves. One country they did that was Indonesia, where they supported
also
the Muslim
in Iran. Let's stay there. We're going to come back. Operation Ajax. Well, I mean, that's the issue. Whether they really are Muslims or not, they're backing radical Muslims. We'll be right back with Wayne Madsen. 60 seconds. Your phone calls. We'll get the rest of his intel on the situation.
GCN,
George,
the
Kenny, David, Paul,
Radio
Mike,
Network.
Stay with us. Third hour, straight ahead.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with a ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of
major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Or call 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I promised to go to your call. So what I'll do with Wayne Madsen, who got cut off by the break, is we'll get into the radical Islamic conspiracy. Is there a Islamic cell takeover in the U.S. government of the West? We're going to talk about that with Wayne before he leaves us. Right now, let's go to George in Connecticut. Thanks for holding, George. You're on the air.
Hi, Wayne. I have three quick questions you can answer quickly. One is about Karen Hudas. Maybe she'd be, if she's for real, she'd be useful down at the economic summit in South America. And next one is Mr. Barry Socorro. If everything's being checked, everything's, all our records are being gone through and we have no privacy, why isn't his school records public so we can see if he ever made a legal name change? And that might open a whole can of worms, whether he is a citizen or not a citizen, all that stuff. And the last point is, since these people are doing all these illegal actions off our budget, isn't that a misuse of funds? Isn't there some way we can push the Congress and everybody to go after these different departments and organizations of misusing and embezzling funds for Al-Qaeda, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, well, yes, on the last question, for I'll answer that first. Yeah, Congress has the purse strings, and there was a time in this country where there were some of these old-time senators and members of the House who would either threaten to cut off funds if they didn't clean up their act or just cut them off entirely. You know, the draft was ended because the Nixon administration basically decided not to fund the Selective Service any longer. That's how it died. You know, I mean, this is how you bring programs to an end, by cutting off the money. Now on President Obama's records, absolutely. We don't know anything about his school records at Occidental or at Columbia. And you know, why not release those? You know, after being at the Truman and Eisenhower libraries, we know so much. And even then we knew so much about the private lives of these two presidents and their histories. We knew how many lemon trees grew on the Nixon lemon grove in Yorba Linda, but we don't know what courses, Obama took at Occidental. And
he's got multiple names, Barry Sotero and others he operated under. He was signed up at a mosque when he was living in Indonesia. That's on record.
He was an Indonesian citizen, too, when he was a child. And there's no record of him doing anything at the age of 18 to proactively declare that he was a U.S. citizen, which he was supposed to do.
See, I always looked at it as he was CIA, which we know on record the whole family was, and an infiltrator of the Islamicist. But, you know, spying goes both ways. Is there a chance that he could actually be like a Saudi Arabian operative?
I don't think so. I think it just fits the bill. I mean, we know that if Brennan I think he's a Saudophile myself, but is that because he wanted to, you know, move in basically into the Saudi royal family, which is kind of secretive in some respects. It's not a democracy, for one thing, anything but. But we've got Brennan, who basically looked out for Obama during a campaign and cleaned out his passport records of anything that would be negative towards Obama. And of course, all the records on his mother and father disappeared as well as those of his grandparents. grandparents.
We're going to break. Great question, callers. More callers coming up. Kenny, Paul, Mike, and others. For Wayne Madsen, 800-259-9231. Specific questions for Wayne Madsen. Briefly, Bergdahl, what do you think about him?
I don't think we know that he's been given a desk job there in Texas. And if the Army feels that they can give him a desk job, they must know a lot more about that situation than we know. I think it was premature for some people to be saying, oh, let's put him on trial. I think that the Army has looked at the case and,
Hold on. Let's come back with that.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence.
We're going through your phone calls with Wayne Madsen. We're covering the waterfront right now. One of the most important NSA whistleblowers in history. Let's go to Mike in Louisiana. You're on the air. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, good day. Wayne, this is Mike from New Orleans. I picked you up at the train station and introduced you to the lady that did the BP spill.
Right. Good to hear from you.
Right. Good to see you. Good to see you. In your expert analysis, Wayne, I mean, all of this if you take it all, the bird doll thing, the influx of the immigration, the NSA, it all ties into the overall picture. It's only a matter of the question, I guess, would be when. You know, to your best analysis, when do you think is, you know, what's going to be the trigger and what will be the time frame that you see in your best judgment in the near future?
Yeah, that's what I said at the start of the interview, is that global dollar death, wars, domestic police state gearing up. I mean, what's the big enchilada? What's the end game? What do you expect to see next? What are they planning? How does all this tie together?
Well, I'm quite concerned about some sort of, you know, the NSA will try to justify its existence now, and I'm afraid about some sort of massive attack on the infrastructure, whether it's the computer infrastructure, which would affect all the other infrastructures. Everything's automated. And you mentioned the kill switches and all this other thing, emergency alert systems. That's what I'm afraid of. They want to try to test that type of scenario out. And I just want to say one thing about Bird Dog. I did enough UCMJ Article 32 investigations in the Navy. If they don't have anything to charge him with now, I doubt they have anything at all. And the knuckleheads over at Fox News, I wonder how many of them have ever done an Article 32 investigation. I don't see a lot of military vets over there as their anchormen, certainly not Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly. But anyway, I just don't think if they don't have anything to charge him with by now, I doubt they have anything at all.
Well, caller, I appreciate your call. Thank you for your very important question. We'll go to more in a moment. But going back to Bergdahl, I go off patterns. You have the CIA section chief in Kabul's cover blown. 2 days later, this guy who's been in the Haqqani network for supposedly years gets released. We know those networks are fully infiltrated by the globalists being funded in most cases. Certainly their grassroots don't know that, but the higher-ups are run by it. That's on record, just like ISI. Or ISIS. Now they're calling themselves just IS, Islamic State. So, I mean, I saw that as a way to just kill the story on the VA and basically have them hand him back over. And I think, I mean, because his buddies, we knew this before it was in the news, said, no, he said, I am, you know, telling you all that I'm defecting and left his stuff and then walked out into the desert, the high desert. And it sounds to me like he was an attempt to infiltrate into those groups, and that they just did this whole story because his cover been blown.
It may be that he basically decided to keep him as a hostage for 5 years. That's happened before. And here we have another situation where there is no oversight over what the CIA does. These committees in Congress, the intelligence committees, are a joke. You got that guy, Mike Rogers. All of a sudden, he resigns as the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He wants to be like you, Alex. He's been offered a talk show somewhere on the radio, I guess. I mean, he's leaving that position. I mean, what do they got on that guy? But he's been a lick spittle for the CIA and NSA. Everything they want, he's given them. And Dianne Feinstein over in the Senate. I can't say anything. I can't say enough bad about that woman. She should have been dumped by the people of California years ago, but they have a death wish out there. They keep these two old ancient women around, Boxer and Feinstein, and I don't know why they keep them there, but they do.
Amazing. You know, I got a lot of criticism, and I expected it, because I said it about 80% tongue-in-cheek, but at this point, I just don't believe anything they say. You know, is Michelle Obama a transsexual? because we know Obama was raised by one of those folks in Indonesia. That's on record.
Turdy, right.
Yeah, and, you know, all this is going on. So there was a joke by Joanne, or whatever her name is.
Joan Rivers.
Yeah, Joan Rivers. Teleprompter free, folks, going from memory here. So I came out and just said, look, you know, the fish are turning bisexual with all the chemicals. All this stuff's going on. Who knows? And, of course, the media picked up on it. But there is incredible. You were the first guy that ever said Hillary had a bunch of girlfriends and named them that I heard. You were the first guy to expose the D.C. Madam stuff. And, I mean, that happened. I mean, I'm not tooting your horn. You're just somebody that.
And I did a mea culpa on Larry Sinclair when I went to Chicago I found out that a lot, you know, everything he said was correct about Obama himself.
Yeah, at first you were saying it was a made up that Obama was gay. What's the latest? And I know you got death threats once you did say it was true. The real deal? Because, about what's going on with Michelle?
Well, I don't know where Joan Rivers may have heard that. I have heard nothing about Michelle being, a transgendered person. So I'll assume that she's a woman. Because I have no other. See, on Obama and on Hillary, there were people coming to me who had good bona fides. I have to say that basically confirmed the rumors about Hillary being a lesbian and. At least a switch hitter. She's not total lesbian.
Well, that's now public, though. I mean, it's admitted she's got a string of girlfriends.
Yeah, and on Obama. I had no one come. The only thing I heard about Michelle Obama was that, that she lost her law license because she had done something pretty heinous, and that the record of what she did, when she agreed to give up her law license, that record is now held by the Illinois State Supreme Court, and no one can see it. So that's the only thing I heard negative about her. Other than the fact she really runs the show with Valerie Jarrett at the White House. That's the other negative thing. But she's not the first lady who would have been running the show. We know that Nancy Reagan pretty much ran the show after Ronnie started suffering badly from Alzheimer's.
Absolutely. Let's go to more calls here. Let's talk to Paul in New Jersey. And then we'll go to Kenny and others. Paul, you're on the air.
How you doing? Wayne, do you know that we've been under communist rule since 1913?
Well, I know.
We're in the Communist Manifesto.
The bankers took over. That was the year the Federal Reserve kicked off, and also we had the Council on Foreign Relations starting not too long after that.
Which is British intelligence. I mean, what it really is fascist, above-the-law, tax-exempt bankers who have unlimited money they create, who put us under socialism but only to control us. So I don't really call it a communist system. Hell, the very same bankers funded the Bolshevik Revolution, put Mao Zedong into power. Your take on that statement, Wayne Madsen?
Yeah, I mean, it's totalitarianism. I mean, yes, a lot of this started in 1913 at the infamous Jekyll Island retreat.
Wasn't communist. That was robber barons. And I'm not, right. I mean, I get where the caller's coming from. Yes, right. Technically they use communist systems, but they're exempt from it. That's what people don't get. They created for us, and then they set offshore exempt from it.
Right. And the thing is, Woodrow Wilson certainly turned in. He was the first neocon. I always said that, even under the dark days of Bush Cheney, he's talking about the neocon. This is the first neocon was Woodrow Wilson with what he, and he's the guy that instituted the Espionage Act, which Obama has brought more charges under the Espionage Act against whistleblowers than all of his predecessors, including Woodrow Wilson, combined.
Yeah, they put Obama in as a closer, like a closing pitcher. To just bring it all in. And I've got to say, they've got a lot done, but it's blowing up in their face. And I don't think he's gone very well for him. I would have to say, Wayne, for the establishment, I don't think they're doing too well.
Right. And you would think next time they're not going to take the first covert operative in the CIA and make him the president of the United States. Maybe if they want another one, they'll take at least a mid-level person or a higher level person like a George H.W. Bush. And put them in charge of the country. But, it was a big disaster to take a low level covert operative and groom him for the presidency.
And I don't agree with D'Souza that it's all about America hating, but at the end of the day, you look at these authoritarian liberals and right wing neocons, they really don't like the country and want to dismantle it. And I don't get why, if they run it, why do they want to shut the power plants off and ship the jobs overseas and get our guns? We were all going in the direction they wanted. I guess it's a bully's instinct to just try to dominate everything.
Alex, the limousine liberals and the neocons, they drink together in Washington. They go to the same social events in Washington. They really love each other because they feed off of one another. This whole dichotomy of, left versus right, that they need that to exist. Otherwise, they're sources of funding, whether it's from the Koch brothers or or the late Richard Mellon Scaife or George Soros, it dries up. They love to hate each other. Or they love to hate each other, either way.
Let's do one more segment, Wayne. I appreciate your time because I want to get to Kenny, and then we're going to get to Jeremy, Ned, and Shelley quickly when we come back. WayneMadsenReport.com. Wayne, what else do you have on your radar screen?
Alex, I was also in Nebraska recently. There's a Senate race there, and unfortunately, anyone who remembers the infamous Franklin credit union scandal, the use of kids out of Boys Town for prostitution, that thing has come back again in a current race for the Senate in Nebraska.
Wow, we'll have to talk about that as well. Jam-packed coming up. We'll see if we can keep Wayne even longer. I mean, there's no 6-minute segments coming up. There's no way to cover that in that time. WayneMadsenReport.com. And again, I'm your host, Alex Jones, Infowars.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. If you're watching, you are the resistance.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Alex Jones here for Infowars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help.
immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bottom line, Wayne Madsen, Alex Jones back live, folks. We're going right back to calls, but I want to ask you. When the White House press secretary comes out yesterday and says that we have a substantially improved tranquility of the global community, that Obama has done that, they've got to know that that is ridiculous. Do you agree with my basic approximation that the world's probably never been more unstable than it is now, and that everything Obama and George Soros and the State Department are doing and the neocons are doing is to destabilize?
Right. I mean, the White House, being the spin meisters that they are, trying to put lipstick on a pig by making this claim. The world is very unstable right now, and the chances are we're going to see an increase in that instability as there's plans to push what happened in Ukraine and Syria and Iraq, try to push that further into Eurasia and go after the two big prizes, Russia and China.
We're going to go to calls, finish with who's on the board. You've agreed to stay to 45 after, and then we'll get into geopolitically where you see it all going. And I want you to quantify in like a five-minute period, because you've been interrupted by breaks and by myself, this relationship with Saudi Arabia, the caliphate, ISIS, and government officials and Obama, because it's in mainstream news now, what you were talking about a while back ago about members of the establishment being secret Saudi Arabian Muslims. Right now, let's go to Kenny in Florida. Thanks for holding, Kenny. You're on the air.
Greetings, comrades. I want to thank you both for being the tip of the spear to start with. I pray for you often. But,
thank you.
I want to run something by you. We know that the United States created Al-Qaeda and Israel created Hamas. If the majority of people in Israel don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah, why are American Christians so quick to jump to the defense of Israel, no matter what they do? You basically have Palestine shooting bottle rockets at Israel, and Israel hitting back with the most high-tech weapons in the world, and do you think this will ever end?
Now, that's a great question, Wayne. I want you to give your take, and then I will.
Yeah, the thing, what Kenny's referring to is, of course, the people like John Hagee, they call themselves Christian Zionists.
He says Jesus is not the Messiah. I have it on video.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are, they're worse than the old carnival barkers and the old revival tents. But they're deep pocketed. They get a lot of money to build these mega churches, but what they're preaching has no relevance to the New Testament. So I don't know how they can even call themselves Christians. They say, oh yes, we support Israel. They're more supportive of people like Netanyahu and the settler parties in Israel than some of the other center left political parties in Israel.
But again, I agree with a lot of what you said about that, but you've got the globalists manipulating the Muslims to be radical and do crazy stuff. And why are they shooting these rockets out of Gaza and out of Lebanon if it means they get bombed? And why do they do it from civilian areas? See, that's what I'm saying. You got ISIS over here. I mean, what's the grand chessboard point, Wayne, of doing all of this?
Well, it all gets to the increasing instability. Just when it looked like there might have been some advancement on the peace front, now we have this situation with Gaza, and now the Netanyahu is saying, well, you see, we can never give independence to the West Bank. We got to remain there. So it meets an agenda. An agenda has been set that the Palestinians on the West Bank are going to be told to look elsewhere.
No, I know, but who could trigger them to fire rockets? Because they say they're firing them. I could see a false flag where some Israeli.
I can too. As a matter of fact, Moshe Dayan said Israel will continue to exist by doing exactly creating these false flag situations.
Oh, you think Israel may be shooting the rockets?
Or at least somebody in, look, as the caller said, it was Israel that created Hamas to be a foil against Fatah, which is majority party of the Palestine Liberation
Party. PLO, yeah. And for those that don't know, that's in the Jerusalem Post and Haaretz. I mean, we're not, every time I say that, I get mean emails. How dare you say Israel founded Hamas? That's in the Knesset. I mean, that's not debatable. What, 1975?
Right, right. That's a matter of historical fact.
But see, people hearing this out there, hearing reality, I mean, I don't have some dog in the fight. I don't hate Israel when I tell the truth. I'm reading it out of the Jerusalem Post.
Right. But keep in mind that Israel has been very, very good at doing exactly what we were talking about earlier with GCHQ, using all kinds of tools.
Their system's called Megaphone.
Megaphone and the Hasbara community, right? They can call on to that type of help.
And it's a small political class using instability in Israel to keep control of their population. Sound familiar? Thank you, Kenny. Great question. We're going to talk to Jeremy, Shelley, Ned, and Sam. And then that's it for calls. We'll get into the Muslim angle of this. We're looking at everything. Nothing's taboo here. Hell, we'll look at the Vatican, too.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with a ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get your free wire stand with the purchase of a ProPure Big Water Filtration System. Or call 1-888-253-3139.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life. Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Wayne Madsen's our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Look, here's where I stand on Israel. It has become a political football issue where you'll get 100 Palestinians that are killed or 5 Jews that are killed, and you'd think it was the end of the world, and it's all anybody talks about. I mean, I think it's an important issue. It's terrible. It's horrible. But it's manufactured compared to everything else going on, is my point. You got 15 million people, the UN admits, they're the ones that got it banned. 15 million people a year that die of malaria. Another 20 million children that starve to death each year. Another 20 million adults or so. You've got ISIS killing 300,000 people in Syria, non-radical Muslims, Shiite Muslims, Alawites, and mainly Christians. And they're doing it all over Iraq right now, funded and armed and commanded by British Special Forces and others. It's all come out. We know the camps where they were trained. I told you this years ago. And my issue is I'm sick of everyone setting my agenda. I mean, you go to the comments on Infowars.com. It's like a battle in there. Israel's perfect. Israel's the devil. On and on and on and on and on and on. And Alex, you know, you work for Israel. Or Alex is an anti-Semite and doesn't like Israel. And my whole issue is, my biggest criticism with some of the Israel lobby is that this is the manipulation of our domestic politics. And a lot of the Israel lobby supports socialism, gun control. I don't like foreign governments involved in our policies. That's what I criticize with Israel. The Palestinians, you know, I'm sad for them. They're having a lot of kids. And I don't know how they live in Gaza. I don't know how they live in a desert by a beach. And you notice Egypt won't let them in. And you notice Jordan is on the verge of getting overthrown by those folks. So, I mean, it's kind of like Latin America borders. And people say, well, Israel doesn't have a right to exist, blah, blah, blah. Look, I understand it was put in there as a colony and as a military base. It's political by the British Zionists, and their reason was different than the Jewish Zionists. It's a disaster. And my point is, it's not one group in Israel. It's not one agenda. And it's the same thing everywhere else. I mean, you got the Vatican involved setting up the EU, and you've got the EU trying to come into countries and basically restrict what the church can do. It's all these big power structures that get built, and then all these people fight over it. That's my view on it. But I'm just, you know, there's other things other than Israel in this world. Or people that want me to say the Vatican runs everything. Or people that want me to say, I mean, I just criticized the Protestant Christian Zionist, who don't look like Protestants I know. And then you've got the Vatican promoting gun control in this country and open borders, large sections of it. I mean, I've got a lot of issues with all of this. I mean, I actually study what each country does. Wayne Madsen, you've heard the gestalt I've thrown out here, just what I'm thinking about here, what's in my heart. It's a mess and a tribal fight that I don't have a dog in, is what I'm saying. And there's a bunch of different propagandists involved, but I don't ever hear all these Israel bashers saying one word about Saudi Arabia and ISIS, because they almost always endorse anything Islamic. I mean, it's very bizarre. And then meanwhile, I see no anti-Israel criticism of Netanyahu tacitly endorsing ISIS last month. And then when I criticize that, they go on YouTube and say, shut up, Israeli operative. We're going to kill you and all the Jews. Well, they use a different word for it. And I'm not even Jewish. But then I say, fine, if you are obsessed with me being Jewish, I am Jewish. You see what I'm saying? I am so sick of the mental illness, the shallowness of the public's political understanding.
I agree. I've written at length about the connections between Saudi Arabia and Israel, and their historical connections, especially between their intelligence services. And you're right. The Israel Defense Force has been coordinating its operations, especially around the Golan Heights with ISIS. We know that. And they have, and because the common enemy is the Shias of Syria, the Alawites, who are a Shia sect in Syria, that's Assad, the Shia government of Iraq, and the big tamale of them all is Iran, and you know, and they want us to actually get involved in a war with Iran. That has been their goal. That's been Netanyahu's goal. Remember he showed that stupid Wile E. Coyote bomb at the UN General Assembly?
Oh, yeah.
He drew this line across this. Yeah, here's where Iran is, and this is where they're going to be. And it looked like one of those Wile E. Coyote Acme bombs, those round bombs. And, you know, what a ridiculous thing that was up there. But, you know, really sort of juvenile propaganda. But, you know, it's quite clear that the two problem countries are Saudi Arabia and Israel. They work together. They want to keep the status quo going.
It was supposedly Saudi Arabia and Al-Qaeda that attacked us. Why do we attack Iraq? It was a secular country. I mean, it's just the public needs to stop being so stupid.
After World War One, the Brits, the French, created these artificial states of Iraq and Syria. And after World War II, we had to put these strongmen in charge, a series of them. Saddam Hussein was just the latest one, and then Syria, Assad, and then his son, Hafez.
And isn't he an angel, even though he was terrible, that the CIA put in 1979? Wouldn't he be considered an angel compared to ISIS?
Oh, absolutely. It's now should be clear to everyone that because we created these states, these artificial states, and we wanted to keep those borders intact, we had to keep Saddam and in power, and Assad and Gaddafi in Libya. That country's fallen apart.
What happened to the CIA and the power structure that they went from trying to put stable regimes in and water systems and let the population, you know, go to college and control it, but they had some basic freedom, to trying to put Al-Qaeda in, blowing up every church, slitting women's throats, mutilating people, crucifying Christians upside down, trying to overthrow the Egyptian government and put in the, it really is like a Jacobin French Revolution craziness. What happened at the CIA? I know it's been bad since it got set up in 1947 with the National Security Act, but my God, it's like a James Bond supervillain now.
Oh, it's not even. I think it's, they have no adult supervision there, because I think of Brennan, guy like Brennan, he's like a knuckle dragger. He probably did kill people when he was in the CIA clandestine services division. But there's another agency. I found an interesting letter at the Truman Library just a week and a half after John Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. Hoover wrote a column saying, let's get rid of the CIA. We got to really reform. He said it was a big mistake for me to create that agency back in 1947. Now, why do you think Harry Truman would have said that when everybody else's mind was on the recent assassination of President Kennedy? I think President Truman knew the CIA had something to do with that.
He probably knew Ducks Quack as well.
Yeah, right.
It's just that the old elite at least wanted stability and prosperity because they could cut a bigger skim off the top. This elite really does want to screw everybody over. And my dad always told me that. He said, you got to watch not just even the average criminal, but there are people that would rather screw you out of a dollar than make $1 million with you. But he said those were usually low-level scumbags, like Benny Blanco from the Bronx, to use an analogy, a parable from Carlito's Way. Now it's the elites act like mentally ill deviants.
But they profit in times of conflict and warfare. We, you know, a number of these elitists made money off both the Allies and the Nazi Germans during World War II and the Japanese. And I think that's, remember, Rahm Emanuel's favorite line was, never let a good a crisis go to waste. And I think we're seeing that.
So
really,
they've been getting away with it so long, they just have bravado, chutzpah, arrogance. What's the proper term for it? Hubris.
Right. And remember the fear that they had after the Berlin Wall fell and the Soviet Union collapsed, you know, when peace was breaking out around the world. Notice how that, and then old man Bush, 41, had started talking about a new world order. You know, I think that was the code saying, look, we've got to be able to handle this new situation.
And remember how they tried to prop up the so-called reformer Gorbachev?
Yeah. Well, he turned out to be, a total joke. And here's a guy who walks hand in glove with people like George Soros today.
It's truly disgusting. I mean, isn't it bizarre that George Soros could be a Nazi collaborator rounding up people and finding where the Jews were hidden?
He's the perfect James Bond villain. You mentioned James Bond earlier. I mean, Ian Fleming should have met this guy, Soros. Maybe he did when he was younger. Maybe he met his dad, who was equally as complicit with the Nazis in Hungary.
Well, I mean, look at how Madeleine Albright relished attacking Serbia, who had saved her and her dad.
Exactly. Also, she had stolen artwork that was purloined from her father out of Prague that he took through Belgrade on his way to the United States. And, you know, that family.
So it turns out they'd been double dealing with the Nazis.
Oh, them too. Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, maybe, you know, they have this constitutional amendment that only, you know, presidents and vice presidents have to be natural born citizens. Maybe that should be extended to the Secretary of State position. That would eliminate people like Madeleine Albright and Henry Kissinger, who did a lot of damage, let's face it, to the Secretary of State position. And also maybe throw in the National Security Advisor. Then we wouldn't have had guys like Zbigniew Brzezinski
in
there.
Well, when you look at Albright and Soros and a lot of these people, these are Jews that escaped Nazi Germany with a piece of the hoard because they were managers over Jews selling them out. I mean, this has come out. And then they run off with a bunch of the Nazi hoard to then rule over us. It's disgusting.
Yeah, you know, I think maybe the founders had a good point when they put in that you had to be a natural born citizen to become president and vice president. I just think maybe it's time to extend that to some other positions of government.
Well, for me, it's surreal because one grandfather's been dead 20 plus years, the other 10 years. They were both in the Army Air Corps, both almost died. I won't go into all the stories over Europe, Germany, you know, Italy, you name it. And then George Soros is a living fossil Nazi collaborator, and he's got news articles saying I'm a Nazi, and he's trying to overthrow the free press. It's surreal that my grandfathers are dead in the ground fighting Nazis, and a Nazi collaborator against his own people is trying to overthrow my country. I mean, it's like a movie. It's bizarre.
Absolutely. Well, we also had Prescott Bush, the father of
Brown Brother Harriman.
Yeah, he was the banker for the Nazis on Wall Street, and he became a senator from Connecticut, and of course the rest of his family's history, as they say, is history.
Well, that's it. I mean, the loot of Europe. For those that don't know, the Germans emptied out treasure hoards. The Rothschilds even got double-crossed, and a bunch of them got killed by Hitler. And they emptied out treasure hoards of art, gold, you name it, that are just unfathomable. And then that's why they wanted the rat line, 30-plus thousand Nazis. It wasn't just the science. They all paid to get out, just like rich Jews paid Madeleine Albright's dad and people to get out and Soros to get out. And so there was a whole business that's on record with Hitler of him letting people get out. And so that money has been used all the way until now as political dynasties, because that's the word on the bushes. They're much more rich than we're told. And that's why a CIA nobody would become, you know, the vice president from nowhere with Bush, Herbert Walker, because they were managers at Brown Brother Harriman over the Latin American cookie jars of Nazi money.
Right, and this is why it's so important. You mentioned the CIA being able going in there and changing Wikipedia. They're not the only ones doing it. A lot of people are changing Wikipedia. I do not recommend Wikipedia to be used at all. They've got a bogus page on myself. I've threatened them with lawsuits to no avail because they're too big and they hide behind this volunteer rubric. But they're revising history. All that we're discussing.
To be clear, I use them sometimes because the bibliography's good, but one will be pure bull, one will be a good bibliography. So the bibliographies might be useful, but you got to watch it all very, very closely. So I agree, the general public shouldn't believe a word in there unless you've been studying this for a long time.
Right, and the thing is, many of the in their bibliography, many of the links are broken. They do nothing to restore the links or to take out the information that are based on those links. And it's hard. Yeah, for the periodic table of elements, yeah, they're not going to go in there and change that. But anything on people, biographies, or political, historical issues, yes, it's rife with propaganda and false information.
Yep. Let's go to Jeremy in California. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Wayne Madsen.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me, Mr. John?
Yep, you're loud and clear.
Thank you for taking my call. I just have a message of peace and prosperity. I'm a stay-at-home dad of two girls. I'm also a disabled veteran, VA priority 2. And I was calling because my experience of hope, and it starts in a garden, a natural garden, a garden that has a culture as diverse as liberty itself. And I want to get this message across to my citizens. I want every American citizen to be born free. I can't stand.
No, I hear you. That's very exciting. Do you have a question for Wayne?
Yeah, I have a, well, yes and no. I have a question. If someone was to give away birthrights for a dollar, would you be willing to pay a dollar?
Would you give your soul up for worldly power?
I'm not for sale. I gave up good paying jobs. One in the national security community because I opposed what I saw happening back in the 90s. So I went from a $90,000 a year job, which wasn't bad money back then.
That's like $200,000.
I went from that to eating canned tuna fish and baked beans. So I'm not for sale.
Well, I was about to say, I can't even sell out. I mean, I just will not go along with this. Caller, did you have anything else for him? Because it says you want to talk about the Constitution.
I used to take 240 Percocets a month. I was discharged on Oxycontin. And for 4 years, I haven't taken a single VA medicine, saving my...
Well, that's a whole other story, how they drug the troops on purpose to then revoke their rights later. I appreciate your call. Well, just go to the end with us. One more segment. You'll be gone in 10 minutes, Wayne. Short break coming up. But briefly, what do you think of the VA scandal?
Oh, well, I just have to say that I'm in the VA system myself. And after we had the revelations about those poor vets that died in Arizona, I got a call from the VA saying, "Hey, we had a check, giving you a checkup recently. Can you come in?" So yeah, it looks like those poor people died, so the VA could be shaken up to start looking after some of the people that they're supposed to look after.
Notice they had a secret death list, and they're now taking them off working on vets to work on the illegals. We're going to come back and go right to Ned, and then on to Shelley, Sam, and others. Final segment straight ahead.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I'm going to do a bit of overdrive to hit some stories we haven't gotten to yet. Meteorite crater, scientists babble by gigantic 262-foot hole that's appeared on Siberia's end of the world. That's coming up. I'm going to hit some other news. Right now, let's go to your calls. Thanks for holding with Wayne Madsen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Ned in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Wayne. It seems like the Bergdahl exchange coincided with the ISIS crisis. And do you believe that those Guantanamo prisoners will be used to bolster the ranks of ISIS? Or do you think we'll see more exchanges?
Well, I'm going to interrupt. The second command of ISIS is a graduate of Gitmo, Wayne.
Right. Well, Baghdadi, the guy who says he's the caliph now, was being held also in Abu Ghraib. And he told the U.S. troops there when he was released saying, hey, I'll see you guys in New York in a couple of years. I mean, that's a lot. Talk about hubris. Well, these Taliban guys that were released, from Gitmo are supposed to go to Qatar where they're supposed to be under surveillance for a period of time. But let's keep in mind one thing. Qatar is one of the other countries other than Saudi Arabia that's provided funding and weapons to the Syrian ISIL and Syria.
Yeah, ISIL. I mean, it's a graduation center for double agents in my view. Shelley.
Yes.
Shelley in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Wayne.
Hey.
I don't know if this is a question or a comment, but I find that the comments that Obama has made with regard to his concern that there's a nuke in New York, and then I read that gun confiscation is also going to start in New York. So, do you think there's? I mean, obviously, everything Obama does is planned out.
Yeah,
but
are the globalists willing to set off a nuke in New York to bring in total martial law, Wayne Madsen?
Well, you know, we've had a series of movies, and remember we have a fear about this predictive programming, what we see in movies sometimes happening in real life. We've seen that as scenario play out in a number of them. I think it's always a fear, that they might try something like that. But the number of deaths will certainly be much more than what happened.
Well, I mean, they're total maniacs. They're clearly involved in 9/11. The sky's the limit. I mean, they're funding ISIS. Why not?
Right. Well, I mean, that's why I think we've got to bring these intelligence agencies under control because we have Homeland Security now, and the Director of the National Intelligence. So we have more of these agencies now than we had in the past, even on 9/11.
Let's talk to David in New Jersey real quick. David in New Jersey, your question is, where are the heroes? Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I appreciate your time. And, you guys have a great show, and I've listened for a very long time. And I keep burrowing down and getting down to the bottom of what's actually happening. And, I study, beyond what you suggest, and it scares me. And I just get to the point where I just have to ask the question, like, where are the heroes?
Well, we got Wayne Madsen on air right now, and we've had Ron Paul on. There's people fighting back everywhere, brother.
Alex, I understand that, but I'm saying we have the zeros, in terms of what we read, and we go on and on and on. It's extensive. It goes back to Brzezinski.
Well, David, I'm out of time, but it's a great question. Where are the heroes? Real fast, Wayne, we got 20 seconds.
They're here. Look, we mentioned Bill Binney earlier, Tom Drake. That's just an NSA. Bill Binney worked in the head office of NSA when I worked there. So, I mean, I would have never gotten a chance to talk to him when I was at NSA. He was way up on the top.
Yeah, we have to celebrate the heroes we have now and supplant the dinosaur media. Wayne, WayneMadsenReport.com. Thanks for the time, brother. Great job.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Wow, we did almost 2 hours of the lane. Always great to have him on. Remember, this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, the best horrible foods out there, super high quality. With all this instability, you're crazy if you don't have the high-quality foods. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex or 866-229-0927. 5 minutes of overdrive coming up. I'm going to wrap it up with a couple calls from Sam and Paul,
visit
a few news articles.
Today.
Stay with us, GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grupp. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2. Available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Coast to coast. Direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is absolute pure bull. Customs and Border Patrol and Homeland Security SWAT teams that descended a few days ago on an Illinois small town of 850. They now say it was to get one guy who might have had child porn on a computer. The only way that is if it was some congressman or something they want to cover up. That is not, and that's not their jurisdiction. Bunch of helicopters and armored vehicles. It was a drill. They had the local kids loading on the armored vehicles and all the rest of it. I don't buy any of it, but that story's up on InfoWars.com. Meanwhile, mother jailed, child taken by social services after her child played in the park, who was nine, across the street. I mean, this is just, they can define anything they want as child endangerment. Makes me sick. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda is murdering children all over the world, and our government funds them. It's just a total fraud, all of it. It's all pointed at you as a senior NSA officer, one of the top guys in the agency, William Benny, has told you. It's totalitarianism pointed at you and your family. Total social control, close quote, period. And all these, you know, journalists and reporters are saying what it's like to live in the police state and to live in Stasiville. See, I was right again. And I don't want to be right, people. I want you to realize I'm not making this stuff up. Like, I shouldn't even quasi-joke around about Michelle being a tranny. That was wrong. And not that they even attack me for it. End justifies the means. I just get real cynical in a bad mood sometimes and make sick jokes out of things. Because who knows? They're such liars, it could be true. You know, there could be, you know, leprechauns in Ireland as well. Santa Claus might be real. The point is I don't believe anything. I just defy all these people. They're nothing to me. I hate them. So, I mean, you know, whatever. Maybe Obama's a space alien. I mean, I'm being sarcastic, folks. Just what I know is they're scum. And I don't worship them, and I'm not afraid of them. We have a
that conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories that seduce Republicans. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars. Yes, this is the same guy who has been selling the idea that the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School and the massacre at Aurora, Colorado were actually fake. They were faked as an excuse to take away our guns and enslave us to the giant wasps who hive beneath the UN building or whatever.
I never said that. So that's why I shouldn't even joke about Michelle Obama looking like a man. I mean, that'd be like saying Janet Reno looks like a man. Chromosomally, she might be. I mean, a lot of those women have the brains of men. It's come out. I mean, that's science literature. That was the point I was getting at. Michelle looks like she's a snapping turtle, so I believe she's a transvestite snapping turtle. Sam, that's a joke too, folks. Sam in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, man, I hope every day you find some peace when you leave your job, man, because it's got to be rough doing this every day, day in, day out.
It's rough, but it's also a lot of fun.
I hope so. I hope it is. I hope you can make it as fun as you possibly could, because this is rough. I got five quick things I wrote on a piece of paper so I don't take up much of
your time. Go ahead, Bubba.
So first thing, people, it's about morality. Okay, you got to be a moral person. If you're not, then you're part of that. You're part of the problem. And it's a 50-50. If you want to look at it scientifically, it's 50-50. 50% chance there is something after we die. 50% chance there isn't. Now, on the off chance that there is something, that's too big of a chance.
But there is something. Your kids are going to live on and pay for the bad stuff you do. So there is life after death through your children. Ends debates.
I'm going to give them that for the sake of argument. But eternity's too long to be playing around with that 50% is what I'm trying to get at. So the solution that I'm going with is stop the funding. Stop paying taxes. Stop reporting. That's the only way. Let them come out. They don't have enough agents.
Well, I'll say this. That's what people are getting to the point of. And the illegals are above the law, so and the government's above the law, and the rich are above the law, so why not? Well, we fall into a third world country. Well, it's better than the globalists starting World War III. Look, I'm out of time. Sorry to Paul, sorry to Sam. Back tomorrow, Lord willing, pray for us, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. I want to thank the crew for another great job, our guest Wayne Madsen. We'll check in on Syria Girl, see where she's at. And Nightly News is tonight. I will make an appearance on the Nightly News. I'm going to tape something for the Nightly News, so scramble the X-Wings, and we'll see you back tomorrow.